Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, a couple of quick announcements. This week there are two pretty incredible events. One is our bi-monthly Introduction to Plant-Based Nutrition on Wednesday night, and on Thursday, April 25th, is our conference call on Wheat Belly, the book that has everybody asking questions about gluten and grains and all this sort of thing. We've had one of our best scientists dissect this book, and she'll be reporting to you on her findings and also answering any questions that you might have about it. So anyway, if you're interested in any of that, call our office at 614-841-7700. All right, I want to talk about type 2 diabetes today. I talk about it a lot on this on these types of calls, and the reason is because so many people have it. And because medicine is focused in our country on treating the symptoms of diseases like type 2 diabetes with drugs instead of addressing the cause, diabetics get worse, and about a third of them end up taking insulin. Now, we all know what happens to people who take traditional medical advice for diabetes and eat a traditional diabetic diet. They take the drugs, they get worse, they suffer from conditions like blindness, coronary artery disease, which kills most diabetics, by the way, kidney disease resulting in dialysis or transplant, amputation, and even early death. But the study I want to talk about today highlights the dangers of taking insulin to manage diabetes, which, again, a third of diabetics, type 2 diabetics, end up doing. Researchers in the UK looked at the medical reports of over 84,000 type 2 diabetics and reported that insulin increased the risk of having a major cardiac event, developing cancer, and early death by 80%. It also close to doubled the risk of heart attack and more than doubled the risk of developing neuropathy as compared to those who only took metformin. Now, we can talk about the necessity of metformin also, but definitely as diabetics progress and they take more drugs, the drugs worsen their health outcomes. So the reason why type 2 diabetics end up in this situation, they produce insulin, but the cells have become insulin resistant. And the reason is that diabetics have high levels of what we call intramyocellular fat, or fat in the cells, that reduces insulin sensitivity. And again, as the disease progresses and these people eat animal foods and processed foods, because most of them don't change their diets in significant enough ways to change their disease, more insulin is needed to get glucose into the cells, and then higher insulin levels causes higher disease risk for all kinds of diseases. So the sad part about all of this for most diabetics is that studies have shown that both type 1 and type 2 diabetics get better on a low-fat, whole foods, plant-based diet. Of course, we can't do anything to reverse type 1 diabetes, but we can certainly reduce the complications. Type 2 diabetes often goes away if people will do this. So there's absolutely no reason for diabetics to end up in this progressing disease condition, which results in a third of them taking insulin, which worsens their health outcomes and shortens their lives. And unfortunately, most patients are just not given what I call the informed consent discussion, which is you can take drugs, and here's the awful end of what's going to happen to you, or you can change your diet. Things get better fast. You don't have to have this happen to you. Why don't we tell people about this? Well, I'm here to tell you about it. So if you or somebody in your family is a type 2 diabetic getting treatment, get with somebody who can give you some cure. That's a whole lot better idea, all right? So that's all for now. Have a great day, and I'll speak with you again tomorrow.